gaining a competitive edge with technical and interpersonal skills. A leadership profile of Mr. Liu Kang, Director of Information Management Center, Department of Education, Sichuan, China. Starting with a master's degree in engineering from Northwestern Polytechnical University in China, Mr. Liu Kang has been committed to the development of information and communications technology throughout his professional career. He currently serves as director of the Education Management Information Center for the Department of Education in Sichuan Province, China. His contributions to the evolution of ICT extend far beyond the borders of Sichuan. Kang has authored several papers, including The Comprehensive Guide to the Campus Network, 21st Century ICT Education, and Setting Up Management Information Systems in Developing Countries. His stature in the education and training community is also reflected in the invitation he received from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation to conduct research in the United States. Kang explains why education and training are crucial for individual development in all fields, not just ICT. Education is important for the personal growth of people. Without it, individuals cannot develop to their fullest potential. Together, education and training should be a lifelong career for everyone. Sichuan Province has 94 universities and colleges. Kang says, every year about 300,000 students graduate from these universities and colleges, and all of them will be looking for jobs. For many of these students, the knowledge and skills they have acquired in school are insufficient for the demands of Chinese companies. These graduates have difficulty finding jobs after graduation. Kang outlines what he believes are the top three priorities to consider when preparing students in Sichuan for careers in ICT. 1. Education and training must better fit the need for Chinese social and economic development. Many graduates lack interpersonal skills to help them obtain the job they want. They need a real understanding of the working world. The mismatch of graduates' skills extends beyond the lack of technical expertise. 2. Universities and vocational colleges must work together more closely with enterprises like Cisco. Only then will educational institutions understand what skills the labor force requires to meet the needs of enterprises and Chinese society as a whole. 3. Teachers and education administrators must continue their own training and education so they can evolve to better address the development of China. At first, Cisco Networking Academy courses were delivered as independent elective training. Subsequent recognition of the need for the courses prompted many of the universities to integrate Networking Academy training into their normal curriculum as required courses. Kang believes that a major advantage of Networking Academy is that the courses are very comprehensive and up-to-date. They include not only theory, but also a substantial amount of practice. He finds that the teachers at the academy are more qualified because they must complete Network Academy instructor training in order to teach at the academy. Kang says, Networking Academy instructors tell me that Cisco training is systematic and very engaging. As a result, the students have better chances of getting good jobs in the job market. In summation, Kang says, the collaboration between Cisco and Chinese universities and colleges is helping prepare students for jobs after graduation and enhancing instructors' teaching skills. The skills Networking Academy teaches are both technical and interpersonal and are what graduates need to secure jobs and meet the needs of enterprises. We hope you have enjoyed this leadership profile. If you would like more information about the Cisco Networking Academy, go to www.cisco.com/go/WLC.